Muslims all around the world are celebrating Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice, which marks the culmination of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. People in many countries, including Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Indonesia, and Malaysia, have marked the Eid with prayers. The Syrian president attended the ceremony at a mosque in Daria, a suburb of the capital Damascus, that was cleared of foreign-backed militants last month. Muslims in other parts of the globe perform rituals in commemoration of Prophet Abraham's submission to divine order to sacrifice his son Ismail. Just before sacrificing his son, God provided Prophet Abraham with a sheep to sacrifice instead after he successfully passed the divine test. Pilgrims in Mena have already begun the symbolic stoning of three pillars representing the devil. Following the event, they would offer sacrifices as part of the Hajj rituals. Saudi Arabia continues to bomb Yemen. The latest airstrikes have targeted the country's Sa'ada province as the Yemeni people are marking Eid al-Adha. Saudi warplanes carried out 7 airstrikes on Sahar district, killing at least 12 people and wounding 10 others. 2 people were also killed in Saudi attacks on Baqim district of the Sa'ada province. Bombs were also dropped on the Ashadda district of the same province. Over 9,600 people have lost their lives since Riyadh launched its assault against Yemen. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti says the Saudi aggression against Yemen has taken a heavy toll on the country's civilian population.
Just this latest strike hit the homes in Sahar district. There is a report that it was a double tap strike, that the Saudi strike first and then waited 10 to 15 minutes and then conducted another strike, killing some of the neighbors and civilians who went to rescue those people who were injured in the first strike. We can't see any end of this struggle in Yemen. We can't see any help coming from outside, especially from the international community, because the Yemeni people has been let down by almost everyone, especially the UN and the UN convoy to Yemen, Wild Sheikh. We have over 6,000 Yemeni who are stranded outside in airports, especially in Jordan, in Cairo, and in other areas. Most of them are sick, who went outside to get the proper medical help. There are over 9,000 who are killed by Saudi direct airstrikes. And according to UNICEF, there are 10,000 children who died this year because of the lack of medicine and lack of food and nutrition. We have this blockade over 500 days. Prices, are skyrocketing, and fuel shortages. And on the top of that, when they stop now Sana'a Airport, even the people who got some kind of money to get an attention outside Yemen, they are now dying in airports, either in Cairo or in Jordan.